Hello and welcome to this new episode of Daughters of Narcissistic Mothers podcast. I'm Mathilde and I'm your host. I'm an inner transformation mentor supporting women in healing mother wounds through the one-on-one 10 weeks program. To know more about the program, you can check out my website, womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. I have an announcement for you today. The women's circles are officially closed for new members as I'm preparing to launch the new Reclaim Your Fullness online community. To know more about this offering, sign up to the newsletter through the link in the description. Now, it's been a while since I added an episode to the triangulation series, and this topic of today is the most recurrent in your shares. So, honoring many requests I've received from you, today I'm going to talk about triangulation by a narcissistic mother between you and your other parent, which for the purpose of this episode I'm going to refer to as father, as an all-inclusive, with an all-inclusive intention behind the word. I'm going to include in the description of this episode the link to the first general episode on triangulation, so you can listen to it if you haven't yet, because I won't repeat the general aspect of this toxic dynamic, but it's all explained in that episode for you, so if you want, you can go listen to that to catch up. There are two main ways this dynamic can play out, two directions, so to speak, and I'm going to cover them both in this episode, with what to do for each of them as well. So to start with the first direction, the one where your mother speaks ill to you about your father in some way. Let me ask you, has your mother ever complained to you about your father? Has she turned the entire family against him? Maybe at times. Does she often speak about their relationship to you, telling you all that goes wrong, you know, within their relationship, their intimate relationship perhaps, or their relationship as partner, husband and wife? Does she speak that to you? Or maybe your parents are divorced and she keeps recounting how it was all his fault and how badly he still behaves towards her and so on. This is one of the two ways a narcissistic mother can triangulate between you and your father. And if this is happening to you, you are not alone in this, as it is a very common dynamic when there's a narcissistic parent in the family, both when parents are still together or when they're divorced. My parents divorced when I was one, and in all my life, I've rarely heard a good word being spoken by my mother about my father. But I sure heard all that he did wrong and all that he continued to do wrong in the eyes of my mother. My mother was talking about that all the time. As I mentioned, this is not uncommon in family with a narcissistic mother or a mother with strong narcissistic tendencies, both covert or not. Your narcissistic mother could be triangulating by telling you things your father supposedly said about you, bad things, of course, to pitch you one against the other. She could be telling you that your father doesn't get you, that there's no point in talking to him about things, but of course she gets you, and you can talk to her in order to keep herself as the most essential parent for you. She could use your father as a threat. If you don't listen to me, I'll tell your father and he'll get upset, in that kind of way. So either to scare you or to guilt trip you in order to control you. She could complain to you about all the ways your father treats her unfairly, so she can keep playing the victim role and have you on her side. She could tell you that you're not your father's favorite child, but maybe your sister is, or your brother, to also create competition and discord between you and your siblings. These are some of the ways she can triangulate to somehow attempt to turn you against your father. And this can go all the way to full parental alienation. On this topic, you can listen to episode 9, How to Recognize Parental Alienation by Your Narcissistic Mother. I'll have the link in the description, so if you feel like that's what's been happening, you can go and check that episode. Has any of these dynamics happened to you? Maybe it's still happening. Is it still happening now in your life? You know, this could be things that went on when you were a child. But is this something that still goes on in your life right now as a full-on adult? And what can you do about it? So first of all, the first thing, if you're realizing now that this has happened to you, maybe you're looking back, and a lot of grief can come up as you look back to the relationship, or maybe even the lack of relationship you had with your father because of your mother. You could be looking back to this lack of relationship, and maybe your father has passed away now, or maybe he's elderly and you feel like that you've missed out, and you're realizing now that that's all because of your narcissistic mother triangulating, and you weren't aware of that for many, many years, but you are now. So a lot of grief can come up, and a lot of anger, and this grief is unavoidable and part of the healing journey. There's no way not to go through waves of grief, and sometimes anger. Both can come in waves, and with the right support and guidance, you can heal that relationship even if your father is no longer with you. And I know that this sounds a little bit crazy, but you can heal relationships because you can heal it within yourself. You don't need the other person there. Of course, if he is there, that's a wonderful opportunity if you're becoming aware now, but you can heal the relationship even if your father is not there anymore. In my work, I've witnessed a lot of healing happening in father-daughter relationships, both with fathers who are still alive and ones who have passed away. And most of this healing happened by sharing with women who had been through the same. I've seen how that has supported women that had gone through this, sharing their experience with other women that could really understand because they had been through some version of the same. Really, really helped. A community that can witness you and understand you in your experience is a great support. So I strongly invite you to find a space like that where you can share your experience and heal together, because that's what happens. It's like collectively, just by being witness and then collectively moving in the same direction, sharing the same intention of healing, can really do wonders for this. The second thing that I want to speak to is that if this kind of triangulation is still going on in your life right now, so not only you are now aware that this has become like, that this was how your mother was behaving when you were a child, but you know that is still going on right now. Your mother still approaches you talking about your dad, complaining about him, trying to somehow see discord between the two of you. The first step is to become aware of this toxic dynamic, and the second step is to not engage. Set your boundaries with your mother and tell her you won't be discussing your father with her anymore. Set consequences like, if you keep talking about that, I will leave the room or I will leave the conversation, and do it if she continues. On this topic of setting boundaries, download the free roadmap to boundary setting through the link in the description of this episode to help you practice setting your boundaries in a strong way. Another way is bypass your mother and go direct to your father when possible. Talk to him rather than hearing a third-hand report of what he said or did. You know, your mother is going to, we know that this is how triangulation works. Your mother is going to try to keep herself at the apex of the triangle and have your father one side and you the other. And she will want both of you to report to her and sort of communicate with each other going through her. That's how she keeps control of the situation. And that's how she also pits you one against the other. So if you can bypass her, and if she comes to you going, oh, do you want to hear what your father said about you yesterday? You go, I'm not discussing anything that my father said with you. And then you go and talk direct to your father. When this is possible, I know that this is not always possible depending on the situation. Every situation is very unique. So not engaging is something that is available to you always. You can always set a boundary and say, I'm not going to discuss this with you, full stop. The bypassing, sometimes that's not possible. So that depends on the situation. So just to recap, what you can do if this kind of triangulation, if your mother is triangulating, speaking ill to you about your father, you can, of course, the first step is becoming aware that that is happening, that this is what's happening. then don't engage, set boundaries, and bypass your mother when possible. Now, as I mentioned earlier, there is another way a narcissistic mother can triangulate between you and your father, another direction, and that is by speaking ill to your father about you, alienating you from the family unit. So what we covered up until now was your narcissistic mother coming to you, sort of denigrating or speaking bad about your father. Now it's the opposite. It's your narcissistic mother is going to your father and she's speaking bad about you in some way. This is something a number of you have reached out to me and shared about, asking what to do. As always, I'm super grateful for your trust in sharing your experience with me and for your courage to share and ask questions, because I know it requires a lot of courage, and I thank you for that. What I want to say about this dynamic, this is also something I've personally been experiencing in the last few years, especially since I went no contact with my mother. So for the vast majority of my life, what I experienced was the first direction. So I was the one that was being told bad things about my father. But when I went no contact, things went the other way. At a loss for any other tactics to hurt me, my mother has seen fit to reach out to my father, with whom she barely spoke for the previous 30 odd years, and speak lies to him about me. This has caused a distancing with my father, which in turn has brought me a lot of grief, as we were always very close, despite all the attempts at separating us in every possible ways. Since I was a very small child, myself and my father were close. And yet, with this one, she's managed to actually create distance. So if this is you, if because of your mother's behavior, you're being distanced from your father, I really know how painful that feels. I really get it. This has been one of the most painful things I have been going through in recent years. So I definitely get it. Some listeners have shared with me that their mothers are triangulating, telling their fathers their daughter is unsafe to even see him, to talk to him. And in some cases, we're talking about fathers who are elderly or in need of care. So I really get how intense this is and how lonely a place it can be when your mother is what she is. And you know that you've learned that your mother is a narcissist. And so you learned about that and you know that that's what she is. But on top of that, she's also turning your father against you. So I really get it. And to top it all up, this can happen when you start growing more independent. Maybe you start to set in your boundaries and your mother can't quite control you as she used to anymore. So just as you're making progress in your life, as you're feeling like, okay, yes, I figured out that my mother is this, but I'm actually setting boundaries. I'm actually finally doing something good with myself. She hits you with this new tactic to knock you back down. I am fully sure my mother was convinced either my father would speak sense into me, so I'd stop the no contact with my father, or that I would run back to her, heartbroken by my father's change in behavior. Unfortunately for her, I did no such things. But the hurt remained, and I had to do a lot of work to process that, and I still do, because that is still something that is quite raw and live for me. So again, I really, really get it. I really, really get it, how that is intense. And you've asked me in your emails, what can you do in this situation? And honestly, there is no easy quick fix to this. Also, each situation is unique and no solution fits all. As I mentioned, I've received shared about elderly parents, parents in need of care. My father is not quite there yet, but he could be soon. There's lots of different aspects to this. But I can say a couple of things that may be helpful. And these things were helpful for me, so I'm going to share them with you. First of all, as you become more and more aware of this dynamic, keep reminding yourself that none of this is your fault, nor it is caused by you. That's important, because the first thing when my father stopped sort of reaching out and talking to me like he used to and stuff like that, Like if I'm not contacting him, he would not contact me for months and months. Was feeling like I had done something wrong, like I was the bad child. All the patterns that were usually activated by my mother's triggering me actually got activated by my father sort of distancing himself. So, it's really important to remind yourself that none of this is your fault. None of it. Whatever he decides to do, whatever thing happens in the relationship between you and your father is not your fault. Your mother is a narcissist, and triangulation is part of the game with people with narcissistic behaviors. That's what they do. And if your father is listening to her, there's some level of enabling going on. Of course, unless he's in complete need of care and so elderly that he doesn't have any capacity to even listen or choosing for himself, that's an exception to this. But still, it's not your fault. Still, it's not your fault. That's just the condition he's in, and your mother is taking full advantage of that. But it's still nothing to do with you. It's still not your fault. You are not doing anything to deserve that. Nothing of what you're doing is wrong and bad, and you do not deserve that. So that's important. But if your father is still well able to make decisions for himself and he's actually listening to what your mother is saying, there's some level of enabling going on. This was really tough for me to swallow, because it kind of knocked the hero status that I had for my father for my entire life. He wasn't that big a hero after all. There was a lot of enabling going on, actually. Looking back with more awareness, there was a lot of enabling going on. But it helped me immensely when I started seeing it and accepting it. I actually have a full episode on the enabling father you can listen to. It's episode 41. Unpacking the role of the enabling father with a narcissistic mother, and I'll put the link in the description of this episode. So if you feel like that's what's happening, you can go and listen to that episode. It covers pretty much all aspect of how enabling can go on. The second thing that you can do, so first of all, remind yourself it's not your fault. Like, have it as a mantra, because it really isn't your fault. This is just a dynamic that is orchestrated by your narcissistic mother, and she's taking either advantage of the situation, or your father is just a degree of an enabler and is letting that happen. It's not your fault. Second point is you can talk to your father, again, when this is possible. I know this is not always possible, as there may be a total refusal by your father to talk to you if your narcissistic mother has done her job well in brainwashing, or in the case of elderly, as we said, and in need of care fathers, it may be impossible for you to reach him if your mother doesn't allow it, and I get that. But in the cases where this is available, it can be helpful to attempt to bypass your mother and talk directly to your father. Again, depending on the degree of influence your mother has on him, you may get to some level of understanding. This has helped me. I have been able to have some degree of clarifying conversation with my father, bypassing my mother. Unfortunately, what that has clarified for me has been the amount of influence that my mother actually still has. But still, it was important for me to get that, because if I didn't have those conversations, I could still hope that things could change. But having understood the level of influence, at least at those times, and on certain topics, I realized there wasn't much more I could do on that, and there can be some level of relief in that too. So, or it can also sort things, because again, sometimes a narcissistic mother has a way of telling things that can sound incredibly convincing, but if you have had a good relationship with your father all along, there may be still a chance that you can actually explain or, clarify things, and that can be helpful. And sometimes we feel like we can't talk, you know, the famous shame and feeling like deep down it's our fault, deep down we don't deserve validation, we don't deserve love, we don't deserve anything, we don't even try and talk it out. So again, if it's possible at all for you, trying to bypass your mother and go direct to your father, it's always a good, like, not always, I don't want to say always, but it's very often a good solution when we're talking about triangulation. The third point is prepare to process grief and anger. These are part of the picture when something like this happens. As I mentioned, talking directly to my father and realizing that there was still like a strong influence of my mother on him, there was a lot of grief and a lot of anger that came up for me. And getting to the point of accepting that this relationship has changed, one of the most important relationships of my life has changed so dramatically, a lot of grief, and it still comes in waves. It's not done yet. Maybe it never will be done. So, and I know that these emotions, when we're talking about grief and anger, they can be uncomfortable. But suppressing them is not going to help. There are ways to work with these emotions and get to feel good again. Use, actually, there's ways to properly go into the grief and the anger and use them and turn them around in a way that actually become fuel to fuel your life and reclaiming your life. So with the right support, you can do that. When narcissistic mothers triangulate this way, it can be like losing both your parents at the same time. Especially if you're considering going no contact. I know some of you have actually reached out with this question. So you've realized your mother is a narcissist and things are going, like, you've realized how toxic she is for you. And you would like to go no contact, but going no contact, it has been made clear that you're going to lose both your parents because your mother has quite a strong influence on your father. And if you decide to go no contact, despite having a better relationship with your father, you're probably going to lose them both. And this does happen. Not always. Sometimes the father can react and actually sort of create his own channel. I've seen that happening with clients. I've seen both things. I've seen the loss of both parents in one go. But I've also seen fathers that kind of wake up and create a channel to reach out to their daughter themselves. And that relationship can continue. Now, it's, again, every situation is very, very, very unique. I personally had to come to terms with losing both. In a staggered way, my mother first, when I decided to go no contact, my father, it took a little while before her influence actually got hold, before she realized that I was serious about this and that she had to start going to my father to try and hurt me. So it did take a little while. So they didn't go both at the same time. But as I mentioned, a lot of grief and anger to process, and I still do. And talking therapy is often not enough. As in, it gets you to a certain place, but it doesn't actually go in deep enough through all the layers. It's a help, and it definitely has its own role, but some deeper embodied work is also necessary to complete the work. That's what I found in my own experience, and that's what I find also with clients that are coming to me. That's when we're talking about processing such deep emotions like grief and anger, because they can go really, really deep. They can go really, really, really deep. I'm suffering of an injury right now as we speak, as I'm recording this podcast. It's nothing major, but it is an injury that comes actually from that. It's unexpressed grief that I thought I had dealt with, and I clearly didn't. So it's coming to let me know that I still have work to do on this topic. So there you go. The next point is find the community that gets you. As we mentioned, for the other direction of triangulation, women who get your experience, who can relate with you, and you with them, because you have been through versions of the same. this does a lot in helping you going through your version and feeling less alone in this. Because feeling alone, especially when we get to the point where both our parents are kind of gone because we're no contact with one, or we've realized we can't really talk to them, the triangulation has gone on so much that we've lost them both. The feeling of loneliness is a big thing. It's a big thing. It's one of those weird things, because you can have a lot of friends, you can have a lot of other family around you. I have my husband and I have my daughters and stuff, and still there's like this background feeling of loneliness that is there because our parents are, I mean, we only get one mother and one father. Sometimes we are lucky and we meet second father figures or second mother figures. And I spoke to that in some episodes. And of course, that's incredibly valuable and can be super helpful. For some of you, I know that the father that your mother is triangulating with is actually your stepfather. I know some of you have reached out with that, losing your stepfather, being your most important father figure. So I get that. In general, we only have one of each, and those are really important pillars when we are newborns, when we're babies. Those two people are the entire world to us. They are the ones that are meant to protect us and nourish us. And when this comes to an end, that inner child inside can be quite at a loss and feel very, very lonely. So that feeling of loneliness is a thing. It's a thing. And it's not a silly thing. It's just, it's there. And again, it needs to be acknowledged and it needs to be worked with. And having a community that gets you, it's actually really, really helpful for that. That feeling of being less alone. Again, it's not that we're trying to substitute our parents, but we can actually give our system the nourishment from being seen and witnessed by other people. It doesn't matter if it's not your mother and father, but someone that is seeing you and witnessing you and offering a safe space does to the nervous system the same thing that your mother and father would have done. The nervous system doesn't know the difference. It just knows that it's feeling witnessed and safe, and that's where the healing happens. So just to recap, when your mother is talking ill to your father about you, make sure to remind yourself none of it is your fault. No matter what happens to the relationship, none of it is your fault. There is nothing you could have done different to actually change that. If you can bypass your mother and talk to your father, if that's a possibility, in any case, prepare to process grief and anger. Get the right support to be able to navigate waves of those emotions and find a community that gets you so that you can navigate the feeling of loneliness and also the grief and anger. So feel free to share your experience on this either in the comment, or you can send me an email at mathilde@womenreclaimingtheirfullness.me. If you have questions on these reflections, this is a big, big topic. And I know, as I said, many of you have sent me emails on this with different versions of it. So let me know if this was helpful, and let me know if you have more questions on and reflections on this. And with that, I'm going to leave you, send you lots and lots of love, and bye for now.